The WoodSongs Gathering is a music festival, a pick and party, and a member conference. That's how its creator and organizer, Michael Jonathan, describes it. The producer and host of over 800 WoodSongs old-time radio hour shows, as well as dozens of troubadour concerts, promises the September 23rd and 24th event will feature concerts, music jams, picking sessions, lectures, workshops, a seedling stage. We're interested in knowing more about that. Films and more. And we will learn all about the WoodSongs Gathering. We're interested in your questions, comments, or personal stories during today's show. Write to us by email, wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Post your comment to the WEKU Facebook page. Send a tweet at WEKUEST. In a little while, we'll open the phones as well. It's time for Eastern Standard, right after the latest news from NPR. From the studios of WEKU on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University, this is Eastern Standard. Hello, I am John Hingsbergen. And every week at this time, you hear the plunk, plunk, plunk of the banjo to start Eastern Standard. And that performance, that piece of music, and many of the pieces of music that you hear during our program come to us courtesy of our friend Michael Jonathan. Michael Jonathan is the creator, the brains behind the WoodSongs Old Time Radio Hour, the host of the program that airs on over 500 radio stations actually around the world. Michael is the producer, organizer, coordinator of the Troubadour Concert Series. Travels just about every weekend. You're on the road going someplace to perform in individual concerts at various venues around the country.
Pretty much wherever I am on a Sunday, I've got to be back in Lexington on Monday to do WoodSongs. So.
And Michael Jonathan is here with us for
and
this
And thank week's. You for inviting me. I've admired this show. I admire the way you do things very much. And we love WEKU, and to be able to finally be on this program with you, it truly is an honor. Thank
well,
you.
Well, there's a long waiting list.
Yes, well, I'm sure there is. And I've been very patient.
we are very grateful for Michael Jonathan to be here. And we found a hook. You know, when we do a program, when we do a news story, we're always looking for a hook, a reason to talk about matters. Although Michael comes down on fun drives, and there's no, the hook for that is getting people to call and donate to the station. But the hook for today's program is the September 23rd and 24th WoodSongs Gathering Music Festival Pickin' Party and Member Conference. And I just earlier listed a number of things that are happening at that event. Is this the second gathering, Michael?
This is the second annual. It's a yearly event. First one was last September. We did it at the Museum of Appalachia, which is beautiful, beautiful place right outside of Knoxville, but they were booked this year, so we had to find a different location, and oh my gosh, Shaker Village was available, and Maynard and his crew out there at Shaker Village literally rolled the red carpet out for WoodSongs to come out. What a beautiful, historic, a gorgeous location for the front porch community all over North America to assemble and enjoy this music.
We're going to hear more about the gathering and where it is going from here, more about WoodSongs, more about the Troubadour concerts, and we want to invite you to be part of the program by calling in 800-621-8890. We're not asking for your donations today, but of course, we never turn them down.
You're always welcome to pay
money. We're always
welcome.
But please feel free to send your question, your comment, your personal story about your relationship with music, your relationship to the WoodSongs Old Time Radio Hour. Maybe you've been to shows. Maybe you have a question about something that you've seen or heard in the radio shows or even the PBS telecasts that have seen on public TV. Email address wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Send a tweet at WEKUEST or call 800-621-8890. And I cannot ignore our other guests in the studio. I apologize. It's taken me so long to get around to mentioning Micaiah Taylor, who is with us today. 11-year-old Micaiah Taylor. I think, Micaiah, you may be the youngest guest we've ever had in that chair or at this table for Eastern Standard. So thank you so much for being with us, Micaiah.
Thank you for inviting me.
Micaiah is what Michael describes as a WoodSongs kid, but I get the impression that her talent and her involvement in events in terms of music in this region is beyond an appearance or two on the show as a WoodSongs kid. Michael, tell me about Micaiah.
Well, Micaiah is which is why I invited her, because she's such an adorable but very talented 11-year-old girl.
Very polite as well.
She's very polite.
But credit to her mother, Tracy.
I was going to say, unlike her mother.
No. who's in the wings,
who's right behind me with a stick. No, we started the Wood Songs Kid program, part of the Wood Songs broadcast, to celebrate the fact that these kids are really wonderful. And they need to be encouraged. They need to be given an opportunity and a stage. And Makaya is a good representation of them because most of the kids that come on our broadcast are so much better sometimes than the adults. They are brilliant musicians. One of the first Wood Songs kids that we had on was young Almira Fawn. And a lot of folks in the community will remember her and her story. Another young kid that came on our broadcast was a little cello player named Ben Soli. and these are good representations of what can happen when kids are given an opportunity to be equal to the adult performers. And McKay is a great example.
And McKay, I want to hear your story in a few, but let me back up a little bit with Michael. Okay, the Wood Songs has been on the air for how many
years? About 12 years. We're doing show number 868 with Tommy Emmanuel this
Monday.
Only
12. Wow. Okay. Because I'm thinking back to my days at Miami University of Ohio. We picked up the program. We're carrying it up there.
Yeah, we have a long history together. Roger Duvall has been so supportive.
I understand. Roger was one of the first stations, I guess, to pick up your program years back. Mm-hmm. Actually, we met at Eden Park in Cincinnati. You did a concert for the...
I remember the concert, yeah.
That's the night I almost got electrocuted. But thanks.
I have that effect on people.
Working in a greenhouse with a bunch of water and electrical cords and so forth. Thankfully, ground fault circuit interrupters allowed me to be here. But so talk about the background behind Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour and how kids, young performers, were part of that history from the very beginning.
You know, it has to do with the love of the music. This has nothing to do with money. There's no mercenary reason for it, except that I truly believe that love is the greatest transaction of the arts. Every artist is responsible for this transaction with their audience. And part of that love is families and making the music accessible and real and inviting, and make that stage as big and broad and beautiful to include as many people as possible. That's the role of an artist. Unfortunately, the money end of the business has turned artists into what they call stars, which is very isolating and exclusive, and it makes the audience feel like unless you're as good as the star, you're not qualified to play music, which is lies. It's a lie. And the greatest stage in the world is the front porch and the living room couch. And who is that audience? It's little kids like Makaya listening to their moms and dads and grandparents and uncles and neighbors play instruments and music. So I wanted Wood Songs to be part of that celebration.
Makaya, let's talk about your musical background.
Okay.
It certainly doesn't go back beyond about 11 years, I would imagine. So tell me when you first decided you were interested in music, when you realized that you wanted to play music and sing.
Well, I grew up with bluegrass music, and I really...
Did you grow up in Lawrenceburg?
Yeah.
Lawrenceburg, Kentucky.
Yes.
So far.
Okay. Right. Well, she hasn't finished growing up. That's right.
Anyways, so... I just grew up with it, and I decided one day that I would just play bluegrass and pick up an instrument and start singing.
So what instruments do you play?
I play mandolin and guitar the most.
Wow. They both, to me, seem like very difficult instruments. Like, if you really want to get good at it, I mean, anybody can... put their fingers on the chords and play a C or a G or an F or something. But so how did you go about that? How old were you when you first picked up an instrument?
Around seven or something. Yeah, around seven.
And who else was playing music? Was your mom playing music?
No.
Others in the family?
Others in the family were playing music.
What made you think, I really like this? Were there specific songs? Were there shows? Was there a concert you went to? Something you saw on TV?
Yeah, shows I went to. like bluegrass festivals that I went to, and I said, oh, I want to do.
Where'd you go? Renfro Valley or places like that? Or
yeah.
Very cool. Very, very exciting. And what about other popular music? You're 11 years old. Let's say I'm going to put you in about the fourth, maybe fifth grade.
Sixth grade.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. Missed that one by a year or two. But when you go to school, do your schoolmates and your school friends, are they fans of bluegrass music, or are they listening to something else? Are they listening to rap and popular music and the things that they might hear on the Top 40 radio?
Well, some do listen to bluegrass because I said, like, you should listen. This is good music for you to listen to, and you should listen to it. So sometimes they listen to that, and sometimes they listen to pop.
Do they think it's cool that you're a performer and that
yes.
you're semi-famous and you've been on worldwide radio?
I think they think it's really cool.
That is wonderful. So, Michael, the Woodsongs Kids segment of your program, mm-hmm. you just instituted that a few years ago, didn't you? I mean, you were bringing kids on.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
But now every week, every Monday night during the taping and
every show right after the mid-break, a kid from somewhere in North America comes to Lexington, and the hometown hotels give them a room to stay in for free, and local restaurants feed them the day of the show for free, and they're on the stage with seasoned touring artists. It's not American Idol. They don't win anything. They're not judged. Nobody comes in second, right, Micaiah?
Yes.
It's just they're treated like equals to the adult performer.
And you get cookies.
And you get them cookies. But part of this was because Woodsongs is now being used in classrooms. And we have a huge education facet now to the program. And teachers and homeschool parents get to use Woodsongs to introduce their kids to bluegrass music. Or mm-hmm. if they want to learn about the banjo, we've got Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. If they want to learn about traditional American jazz, we have Preservation Hall Jazz Band. And there's lesson plans in middle, high, and college level for classes. And this is important because kids are usually left out of the musical equation. Plus, art and music is being decimated in many school systems because of budgets. Why is it art and music is the first to go? I have no clue. Because art and music is what ties in all the academic programs and subjects. You know, music is math and culture and history and language. It's all these things wrapped up into, you know, music and art.
It's the humanities. It's liberal arts. It's the basis for learning. And
there's
you're going to find that from our colleagues on university faculties.
Well, there's a big misunderstanding about the tremendous value of art. And, you know, I go back to Winston Churchill when World War II was raging and everybody's budgets were strained. He was asked, are you going to get rid of art and music out of the budget to pay for the war effort? And he looked at the reporter and he said, if we are to ruin our way of life, then what are we fighting for? Hmm. And I think that sums up the value of art and music in the schools.
A kind of instrumental and inspirational nuggets that Michael Jonathan comes up with every week during the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. We're going to talk about the gathering. One of the reasons Michael Jonathan and Micaiah Taylor are here today. You're welcome to be part of our conversation. Write to us, wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Send a tweet at wekuest if you can keep it to 140 characters, or pick up the phone right now and give us a call, 800-621-8890.
There's a front porch around the old home place. All my troubles disappear without a trace. And children play all summer long. The world feels right and nothing's wrong. And fireflies dance on a starry night.
the front porch, Michael Jonathan, wrote that song, performs that song. I've heard him perform it live at the Lyric Theater on the stage before, or at the beginning of Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour broadcast. You've got a CD, actually, Michael. Is that the title
it's, cut? It's the title cut of the Front Porch album. And then since then, we came out with the Song Farmer album, which is the first national album released to be recorded on an iPhone. And then this month, my next album, which is The Dream, comes out. And it is a folk album recorded with a 61-piece symphony orchestra.
And something very, very different, and I hope we're going to hear at least a clip.
It's a folk album. You need your seatbelt to wear.
Yeah, a little something different.
Yeah.
Michael Jonathan is here with us. Makaya Taylor is here with us. We're talking about the Woodsongs Gathering, the music festival, pick-in party, and member conference happening later this month, September 23rd and 24th, just, 9 days away. And your questions about that event, of course, are welcome. But anything you want to know about Michael Jonathan, Woodsongs, and his efforts to promote folk music, but beyond. I mean, really, you don't limit your performance, the performers who on Woodsongs, to folk music. And some people think, oh, it's a bluegrass show. No, some people think it's a folk show. And every once in a while, it's a klezmer band. Or who knows?
Right, or barbershop quartets or jazz. Or, you know, music is a beautiful, colorful rainbow of all different colors. And we say it on the air, it's folk and blues and bluegrass, country, Celtic, old-timey, new singer-songwriters. It's Makaya Taylor and it's Tommy Emmanuel. It's Bela Fleck and it's Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. It's so many artists, many of whom you've never heard of before. And those are usually the brilliant diamonds that people leave with. They come knowing one artist, but they leave falling in love with the one they didn't know about.
Not so long ago, was it maybe a year, or maybe a little more than that ago, I was on stage. I get called in once in a while to serve as a backup announcer for the show. And Lake Street Dive was on the stage. And 2 weeks later, I heard him on the radio.
Yeah, there it is. Small world, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, I think this is part of the celebration. That's why we're putting the Woodsongs Front Porch Association is the educational arm of the Woodsongs broadcast. And we call our members song farmers. A song farmer is any artist, poet, dreamer, musician, painter, that wants to use art and music to make their homes, their families, their neighborhoods better. Because the music business has essentially collapsed for most artists. You know, you have these trade groups out there that are supposed to help folk musicians or bluegrass musicians and such, but they are unintentionally wrapped in an untruth. And that is that there is no business for most of these artists to be part of. I mean, who thought 5 years ago that the biggest retailer of CDs in America was going to be Cracker Barrel?
Right.
You know, the record stores chains are gone. You have the little beautiful mom and pops like CD Central and others, but essentially record stores are gone. Places for artists to create a financial transaction are gone. Venues are shutting down like crazy. And even new cars are coming out with no CD players in them. New computers are coming out and they don't have the CD slots in them anymore. And there's no way for these newer artists to make a living. And so what we do at the gathering is we're very honest and say, all right, music can be a beautiful part of your life, maybe not your livelihood. The truth is you're probably going to keep your day job. Now, what do you do with all that passion and talent and those songs that you're writing and the musicianship that you have? And this is what the gathering is for. It's to help musicians rebuild their outlook on music.
How many people do you expect?
Well, the first one, it rained like crazy. We had about 230 or so show up. This one, we're expecting over 1,000. So,
and the folks who show up, I mean, they're not all musicians, right?
A lot of
the general public, dummies like myself, who just like to listen to music.
First of all, you're not a dummy. And let me explain something. The audience undervalues their importance. And to use a dogma illustration that I'm not necessarily promoting or what, but there's a holy trinity of music. There's a great song, a great artist, and a great audience. You take one of those three away and music collapses.
Okay, so there's a role for me.
Absolutely. No, seriously, the audience is very important. And it's, you know, I want you to go to Song Farmers with an S, songfarmers.org. You can find out more about it. But Micaiah can tell you what's going to happen at the gathering, right, Micaiah? Because you're going to be there.
Yes, I'm so excited.
You're going to be on stage and you're going to be playing. And so tell everybody what's going to happen.
They're going to have music jams, picking sessions, lectures, lessons.
Hopefully not boring people talking. That's what lectures often means, is boring people talking.
No, this is good stuff.
Workshops, shape, note singing, settling stage.
The seedling stage, that's what you're going to be on. We call the little kid song farmers seedlings.
Uh-huh.
Seedling
stage. We have
a
big, beautiful stage just for the kids.
Films.
Yeah.
And barn dance.
Saturday night, there's going to be a big, old-time, old-fashioned barn dance at the Shaker Village Barn.
And films? What kind of films? What do we
have there? Oh, my gosh. A lot of artists do film work, and they're going to show their films. And
so this is not Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, or commercial media.
It's not Oh Brother, Not Again. No, this is a genuine celebration of the Front Porch community. The audience, the musicians. There's going to be nickel harpa players and barbershop quartets. There's going to be klezmer bands and Victor Furtado, the 15-year-old national banjo champion. Pat Flynn, the founding guitarist of Newgrass Revival. Banana, Lowell Levenger from the Youngbloods, and he's going to show people how to use music for social reasons, for causes in their communities.
Some of us remember those days.
Yep. Absolutely, and that's still important.
Music was at the center of so many social movements.
Yeah, and it's still important, and artists have gotten so sold on the idea of selling something that they have forgot the love transaction should be the core part of their music, and that's what the gathering's for. It's going to be fun.
I mean, people such as, and I hate to go off on too many tangents here, I think of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger.
Yeah.
People like that who were immensely talented people who influenced everything that happens in music today. Did they die wealthy men? Did they die famous?
No, as a matter of fact, Pete Seeger died. He passed away surprisingly financially limited. Because he did so many benefits. Harry Chapin was the same way. He was not a millionaire when he passed away. You know, he did so many things out of the love of music, and he didn't care about the money. And that is the best business plan of the arts, because the audience doesn't care either. And they are the great benefactor of the arts. And in Central Kentucky, there's tremendous opportunities for artists to use their art and their music for better things than selling the stuff. And what happens when you do that, you accumulate an audience. And when you find your audience, the audience does what the audience always does. Yes. They buy your CD.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And Micaiah has her own CD. You're 11 years old.
Yes.
Tell everybody about your record.
Well, my CD has, of course, bluegrass music in it. And it's some of it's old, like old songs, and some of it's like new song, like new bluegrass songs.
Do you write songs yourself?
I try, but they ain't good.
You're not quite
She's
ready
still
to.
Shy.
Not ready to. They will be good. You know.
What's the name of your record?
A Small Town Big Heart.
Small Town Big Heart.
Small Town Big Heart.
That describes her pretty well.
Micaiah, Mikaya Taylor.
Yes.
If you're going to search her up, and you would search her up, where online?
Can you go on YouTube?
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
and
LinkedIn.
Mom Tracy Taylor, when you become Facebook friends with her, every once in a while you will get a live performance on Facebook from Micaiah. I've had the pleasure of observing a couple of those without ever having met Micaiah, without ever having met Tracy, I guess because of the connections with Woodsongs and so forth.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about how music is made available today. You've made CDs of the recent releases, Michael Jonathan. And Micaiah, you have actually yours is on a CD as well.
Okay.
so much music is downloaded off of iTunes or off of the download services, and people are watching off of YouTubes, and they're watching things for free.
Yeah.
How can artists make any money, and how is there a way that people can support themselves when we don't have the record pressing and the CD pressing and million, billion selling gold records like we used to have years ago?
Okay. The true answer is no.
It's just not happening.
It's just not going to happen. And that is the new business model of the arts. And look, I think Woodsongs is a great example. I don't get anything for it. The artists don't get paid. Micaiah comes on the show. She's not paid anything.
And you're still happy with it.
The crew works for free. The engineers work for free. The show goes free to public radio, free to public television, free to America. There's virtually no financial transactions going on, and yet it has built an incredible value to the artists, so much so that they come in droves. They line up trying to get on the show, even though there's no financial transactions going on, right? What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's fine with me. I really don't care about money. I mean, I just don't get it. But I think it's fun either way. I mean, you have fun. You get to eat cookies. You get to eat,
She's all about the food, you notice
food,
that?
And you get to meet these cool, famous artists that, you haven't met before, and it's just really cool, such as Rhonda Vincent and Carson Peters and all those great artists that I like, truly, and it's just really fun.
So the point is that the artists need to rethink the fact that there is no music business, and they have to rethink what they're going to do with their art. And that's what the Woodsongs Front Porch Association does, and that's what the purpose of the gathering is. It is the gathering at Shaker Village, the end of this month, is a music festival and member conference designed to help artists rethink their music, but most importantly, to have fun with it again without getting stressed out that they're not making a living with it. And we say, forget about that part. Forget about making a living part. It's not going to happen. Now, what do you do with it? And how do you find joy? How do you find purpose? How do you do valuable things with your music and your art again? And I'm talking about painters and sculptors and artists and instrument makers and everything, not just musicians and songwriters. And they're all part of the gathering.
This is Eastern Standard on the WEKU stations. Our show is an interactive program, and this week we have with us Michael Jonathan and Micaiah Taylor talking about the Woodsongs Gathering, the Woodsongs Front Porch Association,
yes,
and so many things that Michael Jonathan is involved in, and you are welcome to be part of the conversation. You have a question for Michael Jonathan or for 11-year-old Woodsongs kid Micaiah Taylor, 800-621-8890. For some reason, I suspect that Micaiah will not be shy about answering your question. If you want to know something about her interest in the music business,
yeah,
and what has attracted her to this field of performing and enjoying the arts. 800-621-8890. Send us an email, wekueasternstandard@gmail.com, or send a tweet at wekuest. We'd love to get your voice on the radio and have you as part of today's conversation on Eastern Standard. And something I need to disclose, which I've been remiss in doing, WEKU is a media sponsor for the Woodsongs Gathering.
And we're grateful for the partnership.
And, we are grateful for the opportunity to have our logo appear on the materials, the poster and the promotions and the TV spots and so forth in promoting the Woodsongs Gathering. WEKU has carried Woodsongs. I've only been here going on 5 years or so, but it was on the air when I arrived. It's been on the air, I'm sure, since Roger Duvall has been here, perhaps before.
Well, WEKU is the national flagship broadcasting station for the Woodsongs broadcast. So our partnership with you is incredibly important.
And we're grateful to our listeners who support everything that we do at WEKU, and we want to know what you think about what Michael Jonathan has been doing. 800-621-8890. Michael, to what extent is Woodsongs really a Kentucky thing? Is it a Kentucky? What molds it to Kentucky the great Commonwealth as we know it.
The spirit comes from the crossroads of America's folk and bluegrass music, which is Kentucky. And the broadcast entity of it springs from Kentucky. The community that puts it together is Kentucky. What makes Wood Songs work is that it shows how Kentucky can think globally, how Kentucky's part of the global broadcasting and music scene. And artists come from all over the world to Kentucky, the beautiful Lyric Theater, to be part of the broadcast because we treat music as a global thing. So we're not into the cliche of the hay bales and the barns and the Kentucky is so much more than that. And Kentucky can be a leader. It should be a leader. Specifically, Central Kentucky should do everything it can do to reclaim its position in the bluegrass world alone. And bluegrass isn't just Bill Monroe, bless his heart. It's Chris Thiele and Bela Fleck. It's very, very adventurous music. And Lexington and Central Kentucky has a huge stake in that legacy. And Wood Songs tries to present Kentucky and Lexington and Central Kentucky as a globally thinking project.
I do want to hear in a few minutes about the Troubadour concert series. And
sure.
I know you mentioned Chris Thiele is going to be on stage. Is that a week from?
That's Sunday. We're recording this. This is September 11th, Sunday.
And Chris Thiele, of course, playing a prominent role in the future of public radio, mm-hmm. taking over in. Talk about putting on big shoes, taking over from Garrison Keillor, who mm-hmm. hosted the Prairie Home Companion since its creation. Chris Thiele coming to our area. I assume he's been on Wood Songs and he's been
nine times
in your productions before.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? That's kind of a big deal to see this fella. And you've in many ways, I guess, kind of mentored him brought him
along. I'm not going to claim that, but I tell you what, we couldn't be prouder and more excited for Chris. I mean, Garrison has built one of the most amazing things. He, you know, 30, 40 years ago, he went to public radio and said, "Give me your graveyard. Give me your graveyard Saturday nights at 6. Give me your graveyard and I will turn it into a gold mine." And that's exactly what Garrison did. And he did it by maintaining America's front porch spirit. The stories and the middle America and the organic nature of communities and neighbors and friends, that's the spirit that he built. And I think Chris is going to take that and add some high octane fuel to it, and we'll see how it goes. You know,
we want to hear from you, our listeners, in the final segment of this week's Eastern Standard. Michael Jonathan here with us, and 11-year-old Micaiah Taylor with us for this week's show as we talk about the Wood Songs Gathering, the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour, Troubadour Concerts, and so many other things going on in terms of music and the arts in this region. 800-621-8890. We'll be right back.
I got a spare room behind the barn for my Mack attack when I'm on the farm. You click it on, then you click around. See the cyber fun I found. Well, I'm a hayseed of the first degree. I'm a country boy from Tennessee. But on the screen, I'm so debonair. I'm a cyber hunk with a full head of hair. And I'm looking online.
It's Eastern Standard on the WEKU stations. I'm John Hingsbergen. With us, Michael Jonathan and Micaiah Taylor. And Michael, for some reason, when that song started, it made me think of the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour, the show ending, and Michael throwing an invisible, I guess, is it a baseball
it's
you're
an
throwing?
Invisible baseball.
way. You've been doing that for how long?
Ever since me and Kevin started the show.
Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson, yes.
God rest his soul.
I know.
Great guy. And we haven't talked about Kevin's role in helping make Wood Songs happen. This is part of your history, did you say?
A very important part 12, of the history.
12 years ago now?
Yeah, we started in Kevin's little studio off Broadway right behind Flag Fork Farm. He had a little recording studio, and we could sit maybe 12 people, and we used to call folks up on a Monday night horribly afraid of the thunderous sound of one hand clapping. And people would start coming and lining up outside the door, and they couldn't get in. And so Kevin moved to a bigger studio, not for Wood Songs, it just happened that way. And that place filled up, and then we went to the little theater at the Central Library, and that filled up 57 weeks in a row. And then we went to the Kentucky Theater, and that kept filling up. And then we got an invitation to go to the Lyric Theater, and we've been there ever since.
How do you do it? I mean, the program has a pristine, crystal clear, professional sound, certainly as good a mix as the national radio shows, such as Prairie Home Companion. When I was carrying the show originally and just learning about the show over 10 years ago or so up in Ohio, I thought this program sounds like a studio recording. And it to hear that it's on all volunteer crew, and that
isn't that amazing?
That, I mean, I guess some of that credit goes to a Kevin Johnson, but now you know
Jerome
and
the
rest of the guys
now,
who have taken it on since then have just continued the same quality.
Again, love is the greatest transaction of the arts, and we have a crew that is assembled based out of love for the music, love for their hometown, love for the idea, love for the artists that come, and that is a very infectious thing. I will say that in all of broadcast media, I will put the Wood Songs crew up against anybody, including network television, the big syndicated live audience programs, Grand Ole Opry, any of them. I will put our crew up against them, and I'll bet you anything our crew is better.
It's a phenomenal operation. It's amazing what you're
organized tighter than a gnat's butt on an ice cube.
and some of that comes from the guy behind the scenes who's kind of pulled it together. I mean, you've kind of applied a philosophy to how you put the crew together, haven't you, from the very beginning? Am I correct that you, for every job in that program, there's a backup, and there's always someone waiting in the wings ready to take over what somebody else does?
Yeah, it's a shared responsibility, which makes nobody feel overly responsible. It keeps it fun. If you keep it organized and on time, the audience recognizes that they're being appreciated, the fact that they're taking time out of their day. So we virtually every show, sometimes there's a technical thing, but virtually every show will start on time, end in 59 minutes. We have the encores, and the audience gets to be home at a reasonable hour. We start the show early so that we don't burn the audience out, and the idea behind Wood Songs is don't suck.
and
put it bluntly,
that's the backstage instruction from its producer and host.
As we're going on stage, that's what we tell each other.
This is Eastern Standard. Our show is an interactive show and an opportunity for you to talk to Makaya Taylor and Michael Jonathan at 800-621-8890. Send us an email, wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Send a tweet at wekuest. What do you want to know about music, the music business, about Wood Songs, about the gathering, the event coming up on September 23rd and 24th, or you know, want to tell a story about your relationship to the music or how much you've enjoyed listening to Wood Songs or maybe a show that you went to. I'll be interested. Maybe, Michael, we can coax out of you to tell a story or two about some of the guffaws or the once-in-a-while occurrences, technical foul-ups. But let's go to the phone right now at 800-621-8890. And talk to Roy from Jessamine County. Roy, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the air with Michael Jonathan and with Makaya Taylor. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Roy. Go right ahead.
Oh, no. Actually, let me correct you. It's Royce.
Royce.
The car.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I became a day sponsor because of Michael Jonathan. He generously provided me tickets for a year. Because I'm a shut-in, I couldn't find nobody to bring me to a show. and unfortunately it's probably expired, but I proudly carry the card in my billfold. And thank you, Michael, for sending me that CD, or WKU, whoever. But I got some questions about this Front Porch Association, and I got my pencil and paper.
Okay.
How is it that I could, I guess I could go online and look it up? Could you give me that information again, please?
Yeah, it's Song Farmers. Go online, Song Farmers with an S.
Hang on, I'm writing. Uh-huh. Bear with me, I'm disabled.
That's all right.
Songs, S-O-N-G-S.
No. Song, one song, Farmers.
Oh, cool.
.org.
F-A-R-M-E-R-S.
There you go.
Song Farmers.
.org.
.org.
Mm-hmm.
O-R-G. Thank
yeah.
you.
And
I've got some musician friends that I've got get-togethers at my house quite often, and your perspective on the future or reality, current reality of music, I love it because it's true.
It's very true, and sadly, but it's true. And Royce, there's so many wonderful things that you can do. When you go to our website, go to songfarmers.org, you can find out how to become a member, and then we give all our members 5 free tickets to attend the gathering. But one of the things that you can do, since you already have friends coming over and picking and singing, you can become an official Song Farmers community music club. There's 28 of them nationwide right now. Matter of fact, one just opened up in the Virgin Islands. And this is, it's not concerts, there's no tickets, there's nothing. It's just inviting your friends over to pick and sing, and you become part of the national community of front porch musicians. And folks have been doing this for decades and for years. What we want to do is organize them so they can get to know each other and be part of something bigger than just what's happening on their couch.
That sounds so awesome to me. Like I said, I'm a 100% disabled Vietnam veteran. I'm a shut-in because I don't have any transportation. And so I like doing percussion, but some of my friends come over and we play music and just enjoy ourselves. And it's like you said, no money involved.
Very cool.
Because I live on a pension check, it's limited resources. But I am really looking forward to try to find this one particular guy that's a great picker. He plays harmonica with that thing around his neck thing.
I think his name is Bob Dylan.
Village, and when is the date on that Shaker Village gathering, please?
September 23 and 24.
All right. Royce, thank you so much for being part of our program. We're really glad to hear from you, and we want to encourage other listeners to be part of the conversation with your questions, your comments about the music business, about Michael Jonathan and his work, about young people and music. 800-621-8890. Write to us by email, wekueasternstandard@gmail.com. Send a tweet at WEKUEST. Still 8 minutes remaining in our live program on this Thursday morning. For your call, 800-621-8890. Actually, we were talking a little bit about the technology of downloading music and so forth. And Michael Jonathan, I wanted to ask you about recording an album on an iPhone. How did that happen? Am I correct? The song that you're that has the orchestration with
it's a different album.
That's different. The Dream. You couldn't do that on an iPhone.
No, Martin Guitar issued a Michael Jonathan signature model, and they said, we want to help support the Woodsongs Front Porch Association, so they provided a grant as well as the signature guitar. And we were like, well, what are we going to do with this grant? How about we do something really unusual to introduce the idea of Song Farmers and the Woodsongs Front Porch Association to media and to 1,400 folk and bluegrass DJs around the world. And how do you do that? Well, you release an album. And I was like, well, I don't want to just release an album. We got to do something really, really different. And I thought, I was looking at my iPhone. I was like, what if we record the album on a ding-dang iPhone? since there's no people aren't buying CDs anymore and there's no CD stores and people are listening to music mostly on their iPhones, maybe I'll just record the ding-dang thing on the thing they're listening to it on. And that's what we did. It's a beautiful recording. We used high-end mics and everything, and it's a front porch, very organic folk album.
So just you didn't hold up the phone and play the guitar part?
No. We used high-end mics and an Apogee Quartet interface. It plugs into the phone with a special recording app. I could have recorded 34 tracks, but I kept it simple because I didn't want to. We don't want the album to compete with the loss of the community of recording studios and recording engineers. I wanted the album to be a statement about what song farmers are, the front porch community, which is a very simple thing, but also bring attention to the fact that we're never going to hear massive concept albums like Sgt. Pepper or Pet Sounds or Pink Floyd's The Wall, because the budgets are just not there anymore.
This is Eastern Standard. We're talking about the music business. We're talking about the WoodSongs Gathering event coming up in just 9 days. And you're welcome to be part of our conversation in the final minutes of the show, 800-621-8890. Let me turn back to Mikaia Taylor and talk about the recording technology and the complexity of music. I've seen a couple of live feeds of you performing on Facebook, thanks to your mom punching that up. It looks to me like what you're doing is just having a good time. Like, who are the folks you're playing with? I usually see two or three other people around, somebody playing on a bass and somebody picking a banjo maybe, and maybe you're playing on the guitar or the mandolin.
Yes, those are my band members. They're so much fun.
You have your own band?
Yes. We're called Mikaia Taylor and Raging River.
And Raging River. Okay. Wow, great name.
Thanks. And it's just... we have so much fun that I can't even hold like words up for like some of my band members to see that I dance around, and they have to grab the paper from me and look at it themselves while they're playing instruments because I can't stand still. It's just so much fun.
Now, do you rehearse regularly? Like, do you have practices? I mean, I know so many young people, when they learn an instrument, that seems like practice seems to be, you know, the way to go. I mean, is practice work or is practice fun for you?
Both sometimes.
Okay.
That's an honest answer.
That sounds like it. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it can be fun, but sometimes you gotta put your serious face on and actually do work so we don't have to stand there for like 6 hour practices, just, you know, but it's really fun though.
If you're going to have to do it, you might as well make it into fun, I guess. I can imagine so many young people, or let's say somebody's learning the violin, they're learning the piano, and you can tell if you live near them and you can hear them practice, and they're just trying to repeat the same phrases over and over and over and over, and pretty soon it's like, Mom, am I done yet? Can I take a break? And you'd rather be doing other things sometimes, I guess. But if you make it fun, then you can continue to do it.
Yes. But sometimes when we, like, start off with serious work, that sometimes I just have to have a break. Like, I'll be thinking of stuff that I would rather be doing, like playing sports at that second or doing something like that.
So you're not just a total music geek. You don't do nothing but music. You play sports and you do other things and you have other kinds of fun.
But I can't play sports because of my 2 feet, because I have extra bones in both of them.
So, and just another encouragement to really use your talent to perform.
Yes.
Mikaia Taylor is with us. Michael Jonathan is with us. And we have just a few minutes remaining in our program. But let's go ahead and talk to Monica from Lexington, who is on the line. Monica, thank you so much for being part of today's Eastern Standard. You are on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to quickly endorse WoodSongs. We've been going for the last couple of years. And my husband, I kind of had to drag him along with me and talk him into it. And For the first couple of times after that, he calls me every Monday and makes sure that I get our reservations in. And we just enjoy it so much. And we enjoy listening to Jonathan's wife come and accompany him, and we can't wait to see his twins come by sometime and be able to accompany him. I imagine within a couple of years or so that might be so.
Well, she's going to be there this Monday night when we're singing before the Tom Emanuel program.
Well, we just love it. In fact, somebody told us about it that was an out of towner, and we had no idea, and we have just enjoyed and look forward to it every Monday. Oh. So I just wanted to thank you for all that.
Thank you, Monica, and thank you guys for being so supportive.
Monica. And I also have Micaiah Taylor's little disc here sitting here in front of me, and I love listening to her. She's, like, amazingly well beyond her years in terms of how she presents herself and stuff. She was amazing to us.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome.
Monica, thank you for being part of the show. We've got to wrap it up, and I'm going to give Michael Jonathan and Micaiah Taylor a minute to give us the details once again of the WoodSongs gathering event happening September 23rd and 24th.
It's just a lot of fun. Everybody's invited. Go to Song Farmers, with an S, songfarmers.org. If you become a member of the WFPA, by way of information, it's $25. Mm-hmm. For a membership, but we give you 5 tickets to attend the gathering. That's both days. And there's going to be art trucks and easels and painters and musicians and workshops and concerts. Micaiah Taylor's going to be there performing. We've got a big stage just for kids called the Seedling Stage, and you're going to have a lot of fun with this, aren't you?
Yes, very much fun.
So we want the audience to know that it's at Shaker Village, a beautiful, beautiful setting for the gathering. We want to thank folks like Ag Credit went and printed all the programs and posters and banners, and WEKU is part of our family that's keeping it together.
We're going to roll out on just a few seconds of The Dream. The multi-track orchestral
61-piece symphony,
which is an upcoming CD release when? In October?
In 2 weeks.
Just in 2 weeks. Michael Jonathan, Micaiah Taylor, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, John.
For this week's Eastern Standard. And thanks to Marissa Hempel, Grant Willoughby, and Brian Burkhart for producing today's program. Our technical director is Brian Bartlett. Eastern Standard is a production of the WEKU stations. This program repeats on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and you can also download it as a podcast from the website at weku.fm. Thank you for being with us.
Where the innocent survive.